The Big Boy Walls. I love it. I'm not going to do that to you anymore, Steve. I'm going to give you a heads up on the next song. I tell you, it happened to me so many times that I can't even count it. When I'm not ready to sing a song, I tell you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it happens.
Oh, it happens. That's why they invented that other word.
The man who recorded
it happens,
that song,
for sure.
The man that recorded that song originally was Leroy Broussard.
That's right. Yes, and he did it in D, huh?
Yeah, on a D, and he did it for himself. He was a big boy, you remember?
Yeah, oh, I remember him as well, yes. Actually, I got to tell you a story about Leroy Broussard. Back in the day, he was a salesman.
Oh, was he?
And my mom and dad had a store.
All right.
A little, and it was off of Lafayette Street in Lafayette. And I was just on the fire department back in those days. And so I was looking for a place to sleep every now and then. So I'd go back to mom and dad's, you know, where I needed a place to sleep. And so one day, and my mom loved Cajun music because her dad played the accordion. But I walk in the store, and I walked in my room, and my accordion is missing. And I'm there, you know, well, where's my accordion? And so I could hear it in the store.
Uh-huh.
And Leroy used to play that thing on his stomach.
Yeah.
And he was playing, and I had a D accordion back in the day, and he's playing that, and he's singing it. Boy, and I just sat down. I knew who he was, and I almost didn't let him leave. And my mama said, you got to let him go. He's got to go sell some stuff. I said, Mom, won't you just buy all he's got so he can sit here and just play some music? So the Big Boy Walsh, yes, Leroy Broussard. And Alice, am I saying that right?
Alice.
Alice.
There you go. You got it.
Alice, are you the one that's going to sing Chat Alice? No? No. No. Are you singing yet at all, baby? No, you're not singing.
She's not a singer. She plays a triangle, and she's a cowgirl.
She's a cowgirl and plays a triangle. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And of course, on the other end of it, we never talk to Kevin, but he's one of the finest heavy string guitar players that I know. I kept watching him, starting the guitar back in the day. I kept watching him. Boy, if you watch his fingers, he plays those heavy strings like D.L. Minard and Steve Riley does and all those guys. I'm envious because I can't play like that for sure. We're going to do one called La Chat Alice. Oh, La Chatelle is one of my favorites. So, Steve, anything in the works for the Mamou Playboys or Coubillon? Or you got something? Are you doing something with all three groups or two groups?
Mamou Playboys in the process of recording a CD right
really?
Now.
Okay. So what's the timeline on that? You probably by the end of this year, not that soon?
Probably not till next year.
Okay. What about Coubillon? I know everybody's asking that question for sure.
Coubillon's not doing a whole lot, especially right now because...
Everybody's so busy.
Everybody's traveling here and there. And
yeah. So we can only hope. Again, I'd like to introduce, Vorence Berzas on drums and vocals right there. His son, Kevin Berzas, on guitar right there. And Alice Manuel on bass string. Tina Piglioni on fiddle. And, of course, Steve Riley on the accordion. And they are the original Mamou Playboys. Just hear it for them. We're going to do something now, or they're going to do something now, something called the Timamu Two-Step. So what are we doing? Was I supposed to give you more time? Yes?
No.
No.
You just had to hurdle.
Timamu Two-Step. Tina, come to the microphone right there, baby. Tina Piglioni. Am I pronouncing that right? Piglioni? Piglioni?
Yes, sir.
So, you know, if you've ever been to Mark Savoy, you know who this woman is for sure. Little did I know tonight that she's one of the original members late in the Mamou Playboys.
Yes,
had a chance, and you had a chance to play the fiddle as well? That's what you were playing?
This year makes 30 years that I've been in Louisiana.
Wow, I was going to ask you that.
California, where I was born and raised, but was called here by Cajun music.
Sure.
And I was hanging around the Savoy Music Center, and Borance called one day. He needed a fiddler. So that's how I got to play with the Mamou Playboys with Maurice. And then Lee Manuel was the fiddler at the time, and he started taking some outside trips. And then, unfortunately, he passed away.
Yeah, he sure remember, because he was playing with us. He was playing with Nokale Young, remember, back in the day.
He was a wonderful fiddler of this style and one of my favorites. And so I was fortunate enough to play the last year of Maurice's life with with the band.
So, so you said originally from California, and you just had a break there, and you probably came down here to one of our festivals.
No, actually, I was living in Seattle, Washington, and in 1978, Mark Savoy and Dewey and Rodney Balfa came and did a concert, and that was it.
Hein? C'était foutu après ça.
That did it. I had to come down here and.
That's right.
It. They fed me some gumbo and all kinds of other stuff. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, and then she never looked back herself, because she's an accomplished fiddle player for sure, as we heard. But she's also a steel guitar player, and also an accordion maker. Helps Mark build those. And plays accordion too. Well, I didn't know that. So,
sort of.
And she's probably at the jam session every Saturday. So if you get a chance to go to Mark's and that wonderful jam session he has there every Saturday morning, I know you're going to probably see Tina there. So we did Ti Mamou. Now we're going to do Grand Mamou. Is that right, Florence? We're staying in Mamou, because the next one's not a Mamou song. But we did Ti Mamou. Now we're doing Grand Mamou.
I want to do this especially for one of my aunts that's here tonight with her family, Aunt Hilda, and only Anna got left. Her and her family.
Grand
I
Mamou.
Want to do it also for my family that's here tonight. I got quite a few of them here tonight, and including some great greats.
Wow.
Thank you.
You know, that's the reason that the Mamou Playboys played at Snooks in Ville Platte for 36 years. It had to be a record, huh, Florence? 36 years.
Must be close.
That is a long time. Every Saturday night. Wow.
Every Saturday night and every holiday that came along.
Every holiday after that as well, yeah.
As well, yeah.
Like New Year's, Christmas, or Thanksgiving, everything that they... A reason to celebrate.
Any reason to go out and dance.
And you said it was right in the... Snooks was right in front of the Evangeline Club, is that what you said?
Yeah. Across the highway.
In Ville Platte, yeah. Were they thinking about erecting that building back up for Swamp Pop? Did I hear something like that? I think there's some talk. It might be that club in Opelousas. We had a bunch back in the day, buddy. Cajun and
I think it's the old club in Opelousas.
Swamp Pop, yes. So we're going to do one of my favorites for sure, La Voz de Mesh. Quand j'ai entendu cette musique, j'étais fini pour moi. J'étais foutu pour aimer la musique comme ça, pour sûr. I got a shout out for some for a school teacher right here. It's right here in Eunice, guys. Yes, right here in Eunice. Suzanne Simborski. Where are you at, baby? Raise your hand. She's right there. She's a school teacher right there in Eunice. You got school teacher. You got to stand up, girl. You are educating our young. She's got some friends back here. All the sound techs back there are your students. But every one of them said they would teach us pets. That's not true, huh? Can't be all three of them. I know all three of them. Can't be that way. We're going to do one something called the Tesh Special. Let's hear it for the Mambo Playboys. Berza, Steve Riley, Kevin Berza, Alice Manuel, and Tina Piglione. Thank you, folks. Y'all be careful on the way home. See you next Saturday.
Thank you.
Thank you.